if I'm not mistaken, the association 1960 or something.
You got it.
I don't even think Steve is that old to remember this song.
I am, actually.
Well, Steve Asmund from the greatest umbrella company in the world, Gus Buster, with us. How you doing, man?
Hi, guys. How is everybody this beginning of fall?
Yeah.
Still golf season out by you, but here we're winding down.
We'll say it on the radio. Happy New Year, Steve. We love you.
Thank you. You too.
Man, it's been a while since you've been on the show. Obviously, keeping really busy with all the great events on the tours and whatnot, but... First off, let's just kind of intro it a little bit here for all of our listeners around the country that may not be familiar with Gus Buster, although you probably have seen it all over Fox News and all the great networks and whatnot. Talk about what Gus Buster and what you guys do.
Well, we're the original and only umbrella that's unflippable, unflappable, unleakable, the world's smartest umbrella. It won't flip-flop a fold to over 60 miles an hour, although we say 55. At one point, 98% of the PGA Tour never paid a player. We're just coming back now. Obviously, Adam, we haven't been on a show for a while because we wouldn't sell umbrellas that we had some production issues and couldn't get a factory to make enough of them. So we pulled our golf sales force off, and we were only available in about 250 places around the country.
Wow.
Now, since opened up three factories, we're building an inventory again. We're putting our golf reps back online. We're still available at Amazon.com for anywhere in the country because I know you're nationwide now practically.
Yep.
So they can get the umbrella at Amazon.com.
It's, you know, look, it's by far the best. And, you know, I've had so many occasions, believe it or not, living here in Los Angeles, we do get rain. However, I remember the time I was at Turtle Bay. I was playing with the Champions Tour. I was playing, actually, I think playing with Jim Thorpe that day, and we got probably one of the worst freaking rainstorms for like a good 8 minutes, and it was like the worst I've ever seen in Hawaii. And I was under this Gus Buster with four other guys. That's how big it is. It is the coolest thing ever. And it was blowing the wind, and I didn't feel a thing. I mean, it's the best product made out there.
You play golf with Thorpe, and I play craps with Thorpe. By the way, him and Quigley, I ended up losing money thanks to those two. I won money at blackjack. Gamble with them, and next thing you know, I'm losing money because Ed Daugherty's teaching me how to play craps.
Oh my!
What a nightmare!
I love this guy.
Those guys cleaned up that night, by the way. But I lost. I gave back all my winnings from blackjack.
Yeah, man.
But I appreciate it. Yes, we've had quite a few people that have done the same testimonies as you have, Adam, and they do work. I mean, how many people built a wind tunnel and brought it to the PGA show? Built one in an ambulance, and we take it out. We're probably going to do something in Chicago as soon as I feel we have a little more inventory here. We're going to go again, you know, Gus Buster against the Windy City. And we're going to allow people to try it in our own makeshift wind tunnel that we have in the back of our, what we call a turbulence.
You know, why is it that, I mean, look, let's talk a little bit about the technology. We're talking about an umbrella, but believe it or not, there's some really good technology behind this. Why is it the best and the smartest umbrella, let's say?
Well, originally it was from some of the patents that I had, but since then I've also upgraded a lot of things because a lot of people, you know, I guess the best form of flattery is imitation. And there are quite a lot of imitations out there, but they don't function the same way because they don't release the pressure the same way, so they usually leak, which is number one. When you have an umbrella, you don't want it to leak. So the elastic opens and closes the umbrella like a plumbing check valve. You know the little valve you sit on top of your water heater?
Yeah.
That stops the, you know, God forbid if the pressure gets too much, that stops the water heater from blowing up.
Right. Well,
basically, what flips an umbrella is wind pressure. But a lot of these canopies, they come from different areas to get around our patents, and they don't work because they don't have the strength. Because the way we've built it, no two masses can occupy the same space. It's like driving a convertible. When you're doing over 30 miles an hour, you don't get wet. So it releases the pressure. And then, of course, the product.
Wait, hold on a second.
Materials.
Steve, hold on a second. You just got my attention. What did you just say about the convertible?
If you drive a convertible in the wind at like 30 miles an hour, you really don't get wet because the wind makes like a shield over you. No two masses can occupy the same space, so you really don't get wet. It's the same thing with the umbrella.
You're brilliant.
No, I'm not. Actually, I went to a chemical engineer to help me with that. I'm really not that smart.
No, but I'm stopping you.
I'm just well-spoken.
Yeah.
That's what we try to do is inform and entertain. We're laughing and you're informing.
The theory is no two masses can occupy the same space.
Huh.
All right.
So when the umbrella is opening and you see that space, you can't get wind in it because it's opening. It's pushing out the water and keeping it out. The problem is it has to have a certain resistance in order to do that. That's why if you're doing 10 miles an hour in a convertible, you're going to get soaked.
Right.
So the faster you go, the less you get wet. Now, the other part of it is the materials we use. The handle we use in the golf umbrella, the tips, the tip cup, the ferrule, and the joints and spreaders inside the umbrella, besides them being all fiberglass, we use an ABS nylon plastic so they don't fall apart. How many people have you seen walking with an umbrella that's missing a tip and half the umbrella is flapping in the breeze?
Exactly.
All those things that we do that the arms don't break. And, of course, it comes with a lifetime guarantee. Unless you cut a hole in it, we'll fix or repair it. And that's what we do here. We've lived up to our word. We're in business for over 17 years. Although, without having a factory for 7 months, that caused a little bit of going through our stock quite rapidly, and we're just catching up, as you know, which is why we haven't done an interview or spoken to anybody in a year and a half. We've been keeping a low profile.
Yeah.
Hey, refresh everybody's memory. How did you get into the umbrella business at a young, tender age?
Well, I was a real estate developer with my father, who was an accountant, and somebody won $50,000, who just started this patent in a slot machine in Atlantic City, knew he was going to get audited because he was on disability. He was the original inventor. Of course, when I tested it, it only worked to 40 miles an hour. I went then back to a chemical engineer of that was related to my father's work. So he helped me. It was like taking a thumbtack and smashing it with a sledgehammer. Next thing you know, we're over 55 miles an hour and able to build a tour umbrella, because the larger the ribs and spreader, the further away from the fulcrum you are, the harder it is for the resistance, and we had to change the frame and upgrade some of the materials, which, of course, we've done on all of our umbrellas. So now we have a full line. We have three different golf sizes. We have a classic, which is a traditional umbrella, and we have a folding umbrella that's good for 60 miles an hour.
Wow.
And they've all been tested by the media, including people as such as you like. You mentioned we're on Fox. We've been on the Weather Channel where they tied a guy to the back of a truck in a motorcycle helmet and used our folding umbrella against the golf umbrella, which actually wasn't really a very fair test. The golf umbrella fell apart at 30 miles an hour. Wasn't ours, obviously.
Yep.
But if they used our golf umbrella, the way they were testing, I probably would have gotten 90 miles an hour. But we got over 65 with our folding umbrella, which is a completely different product because of the folding in it. And it never inverted. What happened was the shaft broke. So it was a little, and it only bent slightly. It was a little unfair test, but we got over what we say is a 55 mile, because all gust busters have to be built to over 55 mile an hour winds. That's why we built this fan. I test every product. I'm testing one now. I mentioned to you earlier before the show that I need a new hip. And the factory made me a cane umbrella. So I'm actually testing a new product as I play around. I'm eventually going to get a hip operation sometime this year, and I'm testing a new umbrella that makes sure it can hold up my fat body.
No way.
Yeah, so we are testing a cane umbrella, which... It has an adjustable handle, so you can able to adjust it for canes, and it, of course, has a 48-inch gustbuster umbrella on it, you know, which would be our normal fashion-size umbrella, what we would call the other classic. And obviously, it's made so you can pound it on the ground. You know, our ferrules are good for pounding, but they're still not made for everyday walking as a cane.
Right.
But they are an ABS plastic. That's why we don't. I have less than a 1% return rate on our golf umbrellas.
You know, I'm sitting here with Halloween right around the corner, and I'm thinking of...
Are you calling me ugly? You tell me I need a mask?
Scary.
My ex-wife may tell you that, but my new one wouldn't.
The new one doesn't fly with your umbrella, but the old one might, Halloween?
In fact, you know, actually, you know, it's funny. My ex-wife was just here today because my son's birthday is tomorrow, so we're actually getting along quite well right now.
Okay.
So anybody who's gotten divorced and they tell the old joke on tour, why is divorce... this is one of my first jokes on tour that I heard. Why is divorce so expensive? Because it's worth it. I guess if you travel on the tour as much as these guys do, I guess they have more experience in divorce than I did.
So, Steve, with your background, I bet you've got some stories that you might be able to tell on air and maybe off air about Donald Trump.
Well, I make his umbrellas, but I don't know Donald, although he's been very good to me. I sent him an umbrella many years ago. He's when he was still married to... Oh, my God, I can't think of her name right now.
Ivanka?
Marla Maples.
Oh, Marla, yes.
Oh, wow, that was a long
time. She lives out here now.
Yes, and I do his umbrellas. I do his doorman umbrellas, particularly all over the place. And he gives them out to radio personalities and stuff. Next, you know, I'm doing a radio interview from these guys.
There you go.
So he's been very good to me. Like a lot of the tour players. I mean, basically, even when we had production problems and we couldn't take on accounts, we still did every. We still do every cup: the Curtis Cup, the President Cup, the Ryder Cup, the Walker Cup. We just did the Solheim Cup, and we do the USTA, which is weird for a golf umbrella, but we make folding umbrellas for their stadiums, and we do all the umbrellas above the players, the sun umbrellas that we do during the matches.
The best umbrella ever made, in
Seahawks,
my opinion.
The Seahawks in Seattle Monday night could have used them.
Yeah, they could use the view.
Yeah, well, they're not, by the way, they're lightning resistant because they are all fiberglass, but I never would say lightning proof to anything because, you know, I do know Leif Trevino, and I understand he's been hit a couple of times, and we've done a lot for Lee. You know, a lot of the players, by the way, when I first started, if you want to know a real story, when I first get out on tour, I'll tell you an Arnold Palmer story. When I first got out on tour, I made an umbrella for Arnold Palmer's company, which was a burgundy and green. So I had one made. I copied the logo off online, and I made an umbrella for him probably a month before I was going to see him again next. And Mr. Palmer, I'd like you to try this. I'm Steve Asman. I just started an umbrella company, and I gave him this umbrella. Well, the caddy goes, well, what do you want to do? He goes, put it in the bag. I heard of this guy already. Because I was out there about two, you know, a couple more times before that.
There you go.
So he says, I'd like you to call my company and speak. You know, call them and tell them that I want. So, of course, I've called every cup company because when you start your own business, as you guys know, starting the radio business, you went out and called every advertiser. Well, I did the same thing with club companies.
There you go.
So I went out there and I called a guy, and I don't want to remember the name, but it sounded like the guy from Bugs Bunny that used to run Bugs Bunny, Freeling or whatever. And it was an interesting name. So the guy never called me back, and I must have called him about 10 times after Palmer told me because when the king speaks, you listen, right?
Right.
So, I'm here in Long Island. He's doing the North. At the time, it was the Northville, which became the Long Island tournament for the senior tour. I'm really dating myself, which became the Champions Tour.
Yeah.
And there was a really small locker room at the Meadowbrook Club, and all the tour reps were up there because Arnold was there and Chi-Chi was there. And of course, I've done some things for Chi-Chi. And I walk in, all the other guys are there. And he turns around and he says, "It's like an E.F. Hutton commercial." He goes, "Why don't you call my company?" And they all start to turn around and talk to me. Most of these guys didn't even know who I was yet because I was so new out on tour. Some of them wouldn't even give me the time of day if they worked for some of the major companies because, you know, they thought they built their major companies. And I said, I did. He goes, "Well, who'd you talk to?" And I said, I told him this Bugs Bunny name. And he says, "I'm Arnold Palmer." When I tell you to call the company, you call the top guy.
Wow.
I said, "Okay, Mr. Palmer." He says, "You call this guy today." No, he's not in today. "You call first thing tomorrow morning. He's been expecting your call." Yes, sir. Sure enough, 9:01. I make the call. Didn't get him because he wasn't in yet. He says, "But Mr. Palmer told us about you. I'm going to get him on the phone." Sure enough, 3 minutes later, he calls me from his car phone. And of course, that's when I got the Arnold Palmer Company and the Nancy Lopez Company. At the time, Arnold owned them before he sold everything off to Callaway, and it's been guys like Arnold and Bruce Crampton was my first guy out on tour, on the Champions Tour, and there were a bunch of young guys that you never heard of on the tour. I mean, if you really want to date myself, my first event was Tiger Woods' first and only event at the BC Open.
Oh, that's a long time ago.
When it played in September in 1996.
Yep.
I had like 50 umbrellas. He didn't get one, and Fred Funk came in first. It was rained out. He carried my umbrella, and the guy named Pete Jordan, who I don't know where Pete is right now, came in second place, and it was one of his highest standards. I don't think he ever won. Pete,
that year,
very
of course,
nice guy.
We launched our show that year. I remember that. So, hey,
our companies are basically the same age.
I love it, man. The Gust Buster, first of all, online, you could visit them, GustBuster.com, to find out more information. And, of course, you can give them a call, toll-free, 1-888-GUSTBUSTER, or at Amazon, correct?
They are available. Amazon right now has a full stock, yes.
All right. I love it. I love the idea of putting your logo on it. It's a cool idea.
And let me know about the Wounded Warriors project that you guys are doing. Well, may as well plug you guys and all the good work you do for the Wounded Warriors project.
We appreciate that. Steve Adam will email you after.
Yeah,
the,
I will definitely get some information to you. That is very thoughtful. And always appreciative of you joining the show and talking with us, and obviously continued success.
And you too.
Hey.
Everybody, stay safe, and If you buy a Gust Buster, I know one thing, you'll stay dry.
By the way, what's going on with our Giants?
Well, you know, I like to suffer. So, number one, I'm first and foremost a Jet fan, so I really like to suffer. And
yeah.
Then I'm a Giant fan. So this year pretty much is, I think I'm going to be an ended season. I don't think I'll be watching football after next weekend. So,
all right, buddy. Take care.
Take care.